This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency. And now it's time to head into the passenger seat alongside our motoring journalist, Prashow Naidu. I mean, he recently had the electrifying experience of driving the Volvo C40 Recharge. This mid-size SUV is said to dazzle with its looks, right? Speed and range, of course. And drawing to a close with the motoring tip and a soulful jam of the week. I have him on the line right now. Prashow, welcome back. How are you doing this afternoon?
Hi there, King Bash. No, good to be back. Thank you so much.
Yes, man. I'm so excited to be speaking about this Volvo. I've been interested. I've been seeing pictures. Now, briefly, you know, enchant us. What was the design language of the C40 Recharge?
The design is just a very sleek, compact SUV, and it just offered this a clear representation of the future, that the electric future. And towards the rear, I mean, it just looked captivating, a lovely sloping rear roof end. Very modern, very much, it has that, you know, that strong visual impact. When I was driving this car, a lot of people just couldn't stop looking at that car, and I was just thinking to myself, it definitely has that presence.
Oh, wow. And cabin-wise, what was that like? I mean, any take and features, you know, that may have stood out for you, Prashowin?
So, yeah, definitely it is it's a tribute to the Scandinavian minimalistic design. There's not much going on about it. It used a lot of, I believe it's sustainable materials in creating the cabin. It has Google Automotive as powering the infotainment screen. And, I mean, I found it quite easy to use. Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, Google Maps was a pleasure to use. And not to mention the Harman Kardon sound system, which is just, wow, that was just very, very amazing on that front. And boot space offered about 413 meters. And overall, it's safe to say the car does come with a plethora of practical features, lots of driving aids and safety, but very impressive.
Amazing. Let's talk about the drive. I mean, has the electric SUV changed your mind about regular petrol?
Definitely it has. It absolutely has. The car is so fast, insanely fast. Instant speed is there, 300 kilowatts. It does 0 to 100 in 4.7 seconds. And I must admit, the quality of the ride was phenomenal. Very smooth.
Wow.
And I think that was due to the 20-inch, you know, alloy wheels. Really lovely. But overall, I mean, really, I was shocked, King Bash, to be honest with you. I never expected myself to be saying that for an electric car, but I was really impressed.
I need to be in one, Prashow, and maybe it will change my mind, because you know what? I think I'm daily when I hear them. I think me and Chris were speaking about it yesterday in terms of the sound of the car. Are they maybe losing, you know, when it comes to the pipes? I'm more of a guy that when I put my foot on the pedal, I want to hear the pipes. So with this electric, you know, range, are we losing that touch in terms of the sound?
I think, you know what? Actually, I don't think we are, King Bash. I think it's actually spot on. I found that on a single charge, I was achieving 450 kilometers of range, which was quite efficient for city driving, and definitely, obviously, longer trips does take some time to you got to plan in advance. But, I mean, as an example, I took it to the Mall of Africa, and that has a 200 kilovolts charger. So it means that when I was charging the car from 250 kilometers, it brought my range up to 450 in about 45 minutes.
Wow.
And I was really impressed with that quickness.
Wow. Amazing. And let's speak about the competition, you know, the competitors for the C40 Recharge. And would you buy, you know, if, you know what, we're blessed enough to get the money, would you buy this car?
You know what? Okay. I would definitely look at buying it as a daily driver. If money was not the issue, it is priced at 1,285,000 rand. But if money was not the issue, I would use it as a weekday car, and then I would have my Porsche 911 as my weekend car. And competition-wise, King Bash, we have your favorite, the Mercedes-Benz lineup and the BMW iX1.
Oh, okay. Not so bad. Prashow, let's end off with a positive note followed by your motoring tip and, of course, your favorite jam of the week.
All right, so let's avoid reckless drivers altogether. If you see them, just stay far away from them as possible. And especially at intersections, I notice that, you know, please make sure to check as much as you can when you're going across. Because I just saw an accident just earlier today where a taxi drove into a Toyota Fortuner and the robots are not working. So please be mindful of those stop and intersections. Take your time, relax, and go at a good pace. And ending off with Nasty C, hell nah.
Oh, yes. I'll say hell yes. Thank you so much for that. Do have a good weekend, Prashoan.
Thank you so much, King Bash. Have a blessed one, and listeners.
Oh, definitely. And that was Prashoan Naidu. You can follow him on Instagram at Prashoan_Naidu. You can also catch him for a car reviews for Eswatini Sunday every single week. For now, hell nah.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.